This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. The only thing lost for those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk Radio helps you get well, stay well, and live well. So many times I hear people talk about eating a healthy diet. And I talk about it all the time. It's one of our mainstays when it comes to overall health. And now, of course, it's funny how we talk about things for like 20 years and then they come out with a study. And they're saying now that eating a healthy diet is linked to lower death rates from heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. They're finding. Well, we've known that. We know that eating makes a big difference, but our lifestyle really does. Now, the southeastern United States, which is where I'm from, has always known to be the fattest, not the fittest, and have always been the ones pretty much that are the unhealthiest to boot. So they did a lot of these studies there in the southeast. They looked at African Americans, they looked at lower income communities, they looked at middle income communities as well, among all types of ethnic groups. They did the study at Vanderbilt, my home original hometown in Nashville, and Dr. Wei Xing actually was the chief of the Department of Epidemiology. And the take-home message was that a better diet can help prevent illness in the underserved population. So it's also a professor of medicine at Vanderbilt did this with him. The study involved about 80,000 adults in the participation. And, of course, the volunteers competed completed detailed questionnaires. They looked at different areas, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, seafood, nuts, legumes, what they had in their diet on a regular basis, the foods that they ate, and what they did to their overall health. And they found that those that increased their dietary intake and had better foods made the greater impact in their overall health. Pretty exciting. So it's good to see that all the work that's being done to promote that is helping. My greatest concern is that what are we doing to make sure that those in the lower income brackets are able to afford it? Because, I mean, the challenge is you go to the grocery store if you're on food stamps, and it's very hard to get fruits and vegetables for four kids and without doing the box dinners and hardly getting the better food choices, which lends itself to more disease. That's the challenge. So I think that's what we have in front of us to be able to get our kids and our next generation the foods that they need so they can live a healthy life. I mean, that is really the goal when you look at it. I mean, I think that's one of our duties to make happen. 888-283-7272. If you haven't downloaded our app, go check it out. Go to the App Store and download On Call Radio. You can just look it up in there. It's free. Download it. Listen to the show. It's an easy way to catch really everything that we're talking about here. You can replay it. And then also, if you miss something, so sometimes encouragement is what you need. Sometimes you need somebody to take you by the hand, lift you up. Sometimes it's tough to put down the donut. Hey, it's okay. I mean, none of us are perfect. Sometimes it's tough to do that. And you need that little bit of push. You need that little bit of help. And that's all right to say that. It's okay to say that you need that. Well, on the show, that's what we're here for every day. You can plug in, tune in. And if you need me yell at you a little bit, no problem. Just call me. I'll jump in and do that in a very loving way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And don't forget our lifestyle providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do and can help you along the way. Go to the website. Jane, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hi. I was wondering about the benefits of avocado oil for cooking. I know I switched over to coconut oil. Thoughts were on avocado oil.
Well, a couple things. The avocado oil is actually really good. I like it. Now, for cooking, my top three oils for cooking, coconut oil, real butter, and grapeseed oil. Those are my top three. So you do those, and you're doing great. My opinion. They're just, they don't break down under heat. The foods taste great with them. And there's so many antioxidants and medicinal properties in those oils that it makes a tremendous difference. So I would encourage you to look at that for sure. Okay. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to oncallradio.com. Kindergartners, though, now soda intake is linked to aggression. So the five-year-olds, they did a study with this. And I understand you probably don't give your kids soda every day. I hope not, if at all, or you come up with natural ways of doing that. There's a really good soda out called Zevia. It's still in a can, but it's made with stevia and it doesn't have all the coloring in it. So if they have to have soda or you want to give them a treat every now and then, that's a good way to go. Or you can just make your own with seltzer water. And you can use either lemons or limes and add some stevia with it, and it tastes fantastic. So after looking at about 3,000 urban families with five-year-olds, they did studies on this, and they said that kindergartners who downed four more servings a day were very aggressive. Of course, you've got caffeine in that, too. So there's your major aggressive. I mean, give a kid a cup of coffee every day, and they're going to be aggressive at five. I'm just saying. So, again, in the study, the child psychologist looked at it, and they said, well, it might not. But we know for a fact the American Academy of Pediatrics said that we need to eliminate sodas from their diet. Well, yes, that would agree with that, that sodas really don't need to be in anyone's diet. And if you do, again, natural versions of that would be the better choice, that's for sure. Got to take care of our kids, folks. Kids don't know how to eat. I'm getting more on this in the show, but kids don't know how to eat. I mean, we teach them. And if your kid's eating all kind of junk food, it's because you taught them that. And I had a pediatrician when I was in my medical training. And I watched him, and that, you know, because I've got a heart for kids. I really do. I mean, it's just, you know, a kid wants something. Of course, I think we all do, right? You want to give it to him. But one mom came in there, and all her kid would eat was junk food. That's it. And I watched this pediatrician tell her that, you know, just, well, don't feed him. Of course, you know, a mother, every 5 seconds you're asking your kid, are you hungry? Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat? Are you okay? So the nurturing side of her was like, what? You know, what in the world are you telling me this for? Well, the reality is he was right. And what happened is that the child just wants what they want. I mean, if they've had chocolate, they just want chocolate all the time, right? It tastes good to them. But if you don't, I mean, if they get hungry enough, the green beans and the grilled chicken, it's going to taste good. Okay, so if you just let them, that's what the pediatrician who'd been doing it for like 30 years had said. And sure enough, she came in, I guess, for a follow-up in a month. And her little child was eating, I mean, all kinds of things, vegetables. And she said it really transformed their eating patterns. And I say that because I think as parents, maybe sometimes you get frustrated and you don't want to give your kid certain foods because they don't want it or they complain about it. But if you'll hold tight and if you will stay the course and really give them the foods that you know that they need, then you will encourage them and steer them in the direction the way they need to go. And that is an absolute key. So I hope that encourages you, because we lay the foundation for our kids. If your kids get fat, it's not because they have a fat gene. It's because what you're feeding them is making them fat. And if you're fat yourself, I'm not pointing a finger, but I'm telling you this, it's time to get your life in order at some level, even if obesity or whatever it is, if you're heavily obese, because even if you're overweight and you're doing your best, I'm okay with that. But if you're just eating recklessly and then feeding your kids recklessly, that's what I have a challenge with. So if you're on your way down, working on it, still a little bit overweight, no problem. At least you're laying out a good eating plan for your kids so they have something good to model. And as they grow, they'll have a good pattern to follow. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's about lifestyle, and our choices matter every single day. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. On this show, we want to make sure that you make really, really good choices. Why? Because you can. I know you can. If you haven't started eating well, eat one meal a day that's healthy. If you haven't started exercising, get up and walk 5 minutes a day and set a goal. Do it 5 to 6 days a week. Do the little things that we need to do to get those big results. That is what it's all about. And really, at the end of the day, when it comes to your health, it's the daily choices that build up in that health account that matters. All right, heavy coffee drinkers, you're not going to like this. I know. When I talk coffee, because I'm not against coffee. Coffee has some very good benefits. You're like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Because people that are hooked on it will look for anything. I mean, they'll look for a study that says 1% of coffee drinkers, you know, decreased cancer. They're like, see that 1%. So I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying heavy coffee drinking, they say now, is tied to shorter lives in younger adults. So here's the deal. Skeptical experts cautioned that a study over 40,000 adults have major limitations. And the findings don't show that coffee actually causes an early death, but study co-author Dr. Carl Labby, who's a professor of medicine at the Vascular Institute in New Orleans, believes the reason to be worried if you down a lot of Joe. He said small amounts of coffee, up to 28 cups a week, seems to be safe. Okay? So, you know, that's not a big deal. So let's say you have, you know, 28 cups a week. Not, I mean, that's, you know, several 8 ounce cups a day. I mean, there's a reason he's saying this. To try to keep your intake below 12 ounces per day, particularly for younger people. The issue is the debated topic of whether coffee is good for you or not. Of course, in recent years, scientists have pored over the existence, and research found that coffee drinking, even heavier consumption, actually reduces the risk of cancer, heart failure, and other conditions. And there is. I mean, there are strong links to prostate cancer and coffee consumption. I mean, like 65%. It's strong. Okay? It's really strong. So there are great benefits to coffee, and I'm not against it at all. But they're saying now that it's hard to know for sure, but it would be difficult to launch a more rigorous type of research and study, which they are doing, for this. And you've got big companies. I mean, you've got Starbucks and everybody else out there that are like, no, you're not going to say anything bad about coffee. So in the United States, more than 60% of adults report drinking coffee every single day, consuming over 3 cups a day on average. And there is an actual National Coffee Association, by the way. Now, interestingly enough, when they tracked it, they said that what happened is that during the follow-up period, 2,500 people died from all causes. But after adjusting their statistics for factors such as smoking and fitness, the researchers found that those who drank more than 28 cups of coffee a week were 21% more to likely have died. See, they're guessing in this, guys. It's not foolproof. So Rob Van Dam, which is an associate professor at the National University of Singapore, said the study had significant shortcomings. And one of the challenges in the study, he said, was it didn't examine the dietary habits or look at the cause of death in depth. And that was some of the big challenges that it had. So Rachel Huxley, who's the chair of epidemiology at the University of Queensland, said much more common heavy coffee drinkers than others. They said the results could have been skewed. So again, it's interesting. The study like this, they're saying might. You don't have to get really overly concerned about it. The key is the caffeine consumption. You don't want to hit the caffeine too hard. I mean, roughly about 160 milligrams a day tops is really what you want to do. 60 to 80 milligrams is in one cup of coffee. Just cut it down to 2 cups of coffee. That's it. Cut it down to that. Or switch over to green tea or any of the teas, for that matter. So, interestingly enough, you know, it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. I'm not against coffee. Coffee's got its benefits. But mix it up a little bit. Just don't get stuck on having to have 5 cups of coffee a day. I mean, if you've got to have 5 cups of anything a day like that outside of water, there's an issue. Or tea. Tea's fine. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website and do that. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, I'm telling you, lifestyle providers can take you by the hand and take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Our new InShape system and program can help you. It can help you lose the pounds, get your health back, focus, get your energy levels back to where they need to be, and really go to that next level in your health. Let's go to the phones now and go to Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
trying to find out what's good for relaxing your muscles.
You got to look at a couple things. One, you want to get enough water consumption a day, so half your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, shoot for about 75 ounces of water a day. And then for the muscle cramps and that sort of thing, you have to look at your minerals. And you can get some blood testing done by your physician or a nutritionist to look and see what your levels are. But I really am big on that. Don't just guess. Know your numbers. And getting the blood test done on a regular basis makes a difference, because you can stay on top of whether or not there's enough magnesium or potassium, or if you don't have enough vitamin D, which is a catalyst to make sure that all the different minerals are working properly in the body. Because if they're not, if they're out of balance, that's where you're going to get the cramping. That's where it happens. In a big, big way, too. So you got to be really, really cautious with that. 888-283-7272. Something interesting. A lot of overweight or obese teens don't really see the issue. So now, because so many teens are overweight in that category, they've done studies on this, and they found that 73% of teens that are overweight don't know it. And their peers don't tell them. Somebody needs to tell them. You want me to tell them? I'll tell them. I have no issue with that. We got to tell people what's happening. You got to let them know what's really going on. If you're overweight, you need to know it, because your health is at stake. It's not about being politically correct. I care about it because you have to in this business. But at the end of the day, I care about people more than I care about political correctness. People need truth. They need to know where they are so they can break through to a new level in their life and get new goals and get their body where it needs to be. Because until you see the reality of where you are, you're never going to make the change. And that is the absolute key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. So our choices that we make today will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the President got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Foods have the big trans fat free claims. Well, now they're saying that a lot of these processed foods contain more trans fats than you might expect, according to a New York City Health Department study. That's because many of the products that claim to be trans fat free actually contain some of the unhealthy fats. So researchers examined 4,000 of the top selling packaged foods and found that 9% actually had trans fats. This was reported by NBC News. One of the foods found to have trans fat, 84% said had 0 grams of the artery-clogging substance, according to a study in the journal Preventing Chronic Disease. The labeling is cause for concern because consumers, seeing the zero trans fat, right, believe it. And, of course, I think it's a big challenge. I mean, they give these variants, allow companies to have like 0.3%. I think there ought to be no percent because of the dangers of what trans fats can do. But Jennifer Clapp, she is of the New York City Health Department and Mental Hygiene, said colleagues of the New York or to the NBC News and said the labeling is cause for concern because consumers don't know and are unaware. Very true. I totally agree with that. 100%. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
I was just wondering about concerning probiotics. Can you get overbalanced and too much of the good probiotics, or does it need to be a certain balance of good and bad?
It's a great question, because I mean, with probiotics, again, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. You want as much good as possible. There's going to be bad there all the time, just from our food, water supply. So you're going to have that there, but the good definitely needs to override the bad. The healthy bacteria, what it does for our immune system, how it helps our body process and utilize the nutrients, and what it can do to really support and develop the system is what we need to focus on. So that's what I would look at, really, is making sure you're getting enough of the good bacteria on a consistent basis. But I wouldn't worry about overloading it, that's for sure. The body has a unique ability to know what to do when things get, you know, almost like too much of anything, like vitamins. Once the some of them, different herbal supplements, when you've got enough and the body's got what it needs, it just kind of urinates the rest out. So it's somewhat similar here. The digestive tract going through the colon and all that really kind of self-regulates. You just need to give the body what it needs so that it can function and do well. All right? Thanks for that call. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you want to answer in private, a lot of people do. They just don't want to be on the air, and that's okay. We have a whole system set up at the website if you go there, or if you call the number, the 888 number, then our team members will help you get whatever help that you need, get you to one of our doctors, get you to one of our team members that can answer your questions and can do so privately as well. OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Ever heard of that? Well, people with OCD say may have higher odds for schizophrenia. Now, again, schizophrenia being quite the challenge, but the findings shouldn't cause undue worry, they say, with people with OCD. So in the general population, about 1% of people who are diagnosed with schizophrenia, that's a proportion that jumps to 2% among those who already have the diagnosis of OCD. Dr. Alan Manovitz, who's not involved in the study but just reviewed it, he said even with this double risk, it could be an alarmist to suggest that a person with OCD has a high chance of developing schizophrenia. A clinical psychiatrist, Dr. Manovitz, said at the Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, he said all risk actually remains very small. OCD and schizophrenia are two distinct mental disorders, and prior research has suggested a link between the two conditions. Now, in a new study, Danish researchers led by Sandra Meir of the Aarhus University looked at data from about 3 million people that were born between 1955 and 2006. Of more than the 16,000 people who developed schizophrenia, about 3% of them had a prior diagnosis of OCD. Now, the data suggests that a prior diagnosis of OCD is associated with an increased risk of schizophrenia later in life. So, again, some genetic factors are at play, but the findings indicate some overlap between the OCD and schizophrenia, but do not suggest that the disorders could be combined into one diagnosis. Further research, they say, is needed. Of course, they always do. But they're saying that the correlation in the findings is significant and something to look into further. So it's interesting because those people that suffer with OCD and schizophrenia are in unique categories. And he said that he agrees with the study authors that much is needed to do, but you've got to look at the overlapping biological or genetic markers to see if any of those are in play. Another expert had a different take, said that at least some of the association may have been a result of the misdiagnosis in patients before. Notably, the study only looks at patients who have come in contact with a psychiatric hospital. That's one of the big issues. And the majority of mild to moderate OCD in patients treated have been the ones that have been helped the most. So, again, treatment is always important, but knowing what to do is also important as well. And having the right help, you know, the help along the way. Our food of the hour, which is really important, one of my favorites are almonds. Now, almonds are a superfood, really, really powerful. And, of course, you want to do unsalted and not roasted in oil. You always want to go for the raw almonds. Now, sea salt is okay, no big deal there. But number one, they really help to lower the LDL cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. So high-fat food that's good for your health is really what almonds are. I mean, they're high in monounsaturated fats, the same type of health-promoting fat that's found in olive oil, which has been shown, in, of course, with a reduced risk of heart disease. Five large human studies have been done, one notably the Iowa Health Study at the Adventist hospital. And the researchers who studied data in the Nurses' Health Study estimated that substituting nuts for an equivalent amount of carbohydrate in an average diet resulted in a 30% reduction in heart disease risk. Researchers calculated the even more impressive risk reduction, about 45%, when fats from nuts were substituted for saturated fats, which is, you know, the primary fats found in a lot of the dairy products and meat. So the study was published in the British Journal of Nutrition, indicates that about lowering cholesterol, that almonds play a big role, the LDL cholesterol, and because of the plant sterols also found in nuts and the soluble fiber, it helps tremendously. So in addition to the cholesterol-lowering effects, almonds' ability to reduce heart disease risk may only be partly due to the components of vitamin E. It's loaded with vitamin E found in almonds, as well as the almonds' monounsaturated fats, which reduced LDL cholesterol by about 12%, which is really incredible if you think about it. I mean, of course, with statin drugs and the different options that are out there, taking a handful of nuts every single day, like almonds or even cashews or walnuts, can make a significant effect. I mean, the impact for cancer, when you read on all nuts across the board, really, for the most part, have a huge impact, walnuts specifically. But there's also magnesium and potassium within these. And so with heart attacks, of course, having that imbalance is really important. But creating the balance is extremely important. Potassium being an important electrolyte involved in nerve transmission and the contraction of all heart muscles played a big role. And, of course, the almonds promote cardiovascular health by providing about 160 milligrams of potassium and only 0.2 milligrams of sodium, which is the complete opposite of what most of our foods have. The almonds provide what they call double-barreled protection against diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Lessening after meals, the blood, of course, surges and helps to protect against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, most likely lessening to the increase in cholesterol-damaging free radicals and accompanies a large elevation in blood sugar. This one reason is why low glycemic index diets tend to lower the risk of diabetes and heart disease, right there. So the almonds appear to decrease after meal rises in blood sugar. This is why I'm always a big fan of, if you're going to eat a piece of fruit or if you're going to have any kind of carbohydrate, eat some almonds or some form of nuts with it, because it helps to regulate and stabilize the blood sugar levels. And this was all documented in the Journal of Nutrition and how it helps to do that. Researchers fed about 15 healthy subjects 5 meals, and of course they did different ratios between carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. But those in the test meals did better that had the almonds in it, bottom line. So further research shows that eating almonds along with a high glycemic index food significantly lowers the glycemic index of that meal. So see, it cuts down on how much the blood sugar is going to rise. And they said even in an overnight fast, 9 healthy volunteers were fed test meals. Those were given the almonds had a better glucose reading the next morning because it helped to stabilize the blood sugar levels throughout the night. So people that get concerned about your blood sugar fluctuating at night, you're eating the wrong kinds of foods. Do protein and a handful of almonds or nuts before bedtime, and it can help stabilize blood sugar levels and also helps to retain lean muscle tissue as well. Coming up, jump in to grab more of your questions, and don't forget to check out the website. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
about the value of eating the right kind of fats and how it can impact your overall health. And really, coming out of the high carbohydrate 80s, which was a complete, I think, complete nightmare. I mean, I think it threw our entire nation into a huge level of diabetes. But we're recovering from that now. And when people are understanding that you got to have fat in your diet, 30% of your overall diet needs to be in healthy fats, period. No questions asked. 25%, okay. There are some health experts that say even up to 40% of your diet can be in healthy fats, and you can do very, very well. So getting the right kind of nutrition is a big piece of this, and putting the right kind of foods in. So going nuts for your heart is really the way to go. And what I mean by that is doing about 1 to 2 ounces of almonds or any of the nuts that are raw and unsalted can make a big difference. I mean, the studies are just there, and it's incredible how well people do simply by adding nuts to their daily diet. I mean, 2 to 3 ounces significantly help. I mean, it's incredible. When you look at what it can do for the British Journal of Nutrition said what it can do for coronary artery disease. I mean, just one serving a day lowered the risk, total risk, by 37%. That's a lot, by the way. So just by eating a handful of nuts every day, lowers it by 37%. So with heart disease being one of the leading health challenges in our country today, understanding that our diet and our lifestyle can be one of the best preventative risk factors for it is incredible. So understanding that you can do that makes a big, big difference. And, of course, improving the blood fats when you got HDLs and LDLs. The LDLs, the bad cholesterol. The HDLs, the good cholesterol, helps to balance that out as well. So, I mean, you start looking at this, that people get concerned about their waistline. They get concerned about dropping the belly fat. They don't want to eat fats because they think, well, that's going to make me fat. It's not the case. I mean, they've done studies where they've literally taken overweight and obese people and they consumed about 39% of their calories in the form of fat. 25% of that was monounsaturated. And they did this study where they looked at that, where 18% of the calories were from fat, 5% monounsaturated, 53% from carbohydrate. Both diets supplied the same number of calories, okay? After 6 months, those on the almond-enriched diet had greater reductions in weight, okay, about 11%. Their waistlines dropped 9%, and overall body fat, 20%. Total body, I mean, it's incredible. Systolic blood pressure dropped, and they experienced a 62% greater reduction in their weight and BMI. 50% greater reduction in their waist circumference and 56% greater reduction in body fat compared to those on the low-calorie, high-carbohydrate diet. So among those subjects who had type 1 diabetes, the diabetes medication reductions were sustained for another further 96%. But, I mean, eating nuts lowers the risk of weight gain. It's proven. And that's what's so incredible about it. So they're known to gain a lot of cardioprotective benefits, but they did this big study in the Journal of Obesity. And when you look at it, you know, again, just adding in nuts every single day, about 3 ounces, made these great strides for the waistlines and just an incredible difference. So if you want to lose weight, have a smaller waistline, eat a handful of nuts every single day. It makes an incredible difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give us a call. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
I have been diagnosed with narcolepsy, a sleep disorder, and I just wondered if there's anything that I could do to help with that.
Yeah, with narcolepsy, there's a couple things you've got to look at. First, you've got to get some testing done by your physician to make sure that your different neurotransmitters, so the dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, those sorts of things. Make sure all the brain chemicals are in balance, that there's no nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering that could be a cause of that. So that's first and foremost. Then also, I would look at a couple things. I would look at, you know, what your patterns are. How's your circadian rhythm? how are your adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands. Now, a lot of this information is at the website, and then, of course, our team members can always be helpful to you in this area because sleep patterns are a big deal. In narcolepsy, typically there's a chemical imbalance within the brain. And once you start regulating those brain chemicals and the neurotransmitters, get the diet right and the nutrition right, most sleep experts now are seeing the value of changing your eating habits and understanding the roles of nutritional deficiencies and what they can do to the brain, how they can affect the brain in a negative way, and how replacing them can make a big difference in overall brain function. So you look at that as a whole, and you begin to see how the whole thing comes together. But it's incredible. Narcolepsy, brain chemistry, and nutrition are some of the biggest correlations within that as a whole. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well. So if you're dealing with something and you don't know where to turn, that's what this show is about. If you haven't told someone else about this show, tell them to tune in. Also, our television show every single day can be there to empower you, equip you, and encourage you to live a better life. Why? Because you deserve it. Why? Because you matter. Why? Because we need you to be healthy.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.